All right, 1380 WPHF. If you are a James Bond fan, I am holding in my hand this enormous book that is the complete, uncensored, unauthorized oral history of James Bond. Nobody does it better, co-authored by Mark Altman, who's on the line with us right now. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, it's good exercise. You can get muscles like James Bond if you just lift the book up. It's so heavy.
I guess so. You're a longtime Bond fan, dating all the way back to when you were a kid, right?
Absolutely. Watching on the ABC Sunday night movie. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget that? So I'm going to ask you the impossible to answer question. Favorite Bond film?
Favorite Bond film? You know, it changes depending on the day you ask me, but I think I'll go old school with From Russia with Love.
Good one. Favorite villain?
Oh, favorite villain. Probably Oddjob from Goldfinger with the hat, the bowler hat.
Favorite Bond actor?
Oh, favorite Bond actor. Oh, you really put me on the spot. But, you know, it got to be Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I tell you, I will defend every actor who ever played Bond, but Sean Connery is my favorite.
I guess that's what's amazing about this franchise, Mark, is that, you know, it's not a serial. They're episodic. You don't need to have seen the last Bond movie to appreciate the next Bond movie necessarily. And it has endured generations and actors. What is it about this character and about this format that holds up over the decades?
Well, I think it's aspirational. You know, I think, you know, it's that old cliche, you know, men want to be him, women want to be with him. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said for that. But even if you go back to the 60s, when air travel wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now, I mean, the Bond movies took you to places you could only dream of, you know, in terms of the exotic globetrotting and, you know, his life of, you know, as a secret agent who's swilling martinis and traveling the world and having all these incredible adventures. I mean, it was wish fulfillment for Ian Fleming who created it, and it's the same thing for an audience.
Is there any fear that society will outgrow James Bond? In other words, you know, he's a womanizer, he drinks, he smokes. I mean, are there reasons that we might outgrow James Bond, or is James Bond always just going to be part of our culture?
I don't think we're going to outgrow him. I think, you know, the Bond films evolve with the times, but Bond doesn't. But there are always going to be people like James Bond, and I think that as long as you put in the right context and the right film, and people call him out on his misogyny and his drinking, you know, I hope Bond never changes. You know, I mean, I think it's a great character. You know, he doesn't have to be a role model to be a great character, you know, and he is fantastic. And when you look at the pain in his life and, you know, what he goes through, you know, you see where it comes. I mean, it's a fairly dark character, you know, Roger Moore notwithstanding.
You got so many great interviews in this book. What surprised you in these conversations and putting together this oral history of James Bond?
Well, you know, I'm amazed how long that Bond has stayed with people. You know, no matter if 30, 40, 50 years, they did, you know, did a small role in a Bond film, they're still consumed by it. I mean, Yaphe Kotto, who played Kananga in Live and Let Die in the early 70s, you know, he just wrote a book in which Kananga lives. He said, you know, people keep coming up to him saying, you know, whatever happened to Kananga? And he's still, after all these years, you know, still talking about it. I mean, you look at Jane Seymour, who's had a great career, you know, but people still want to talk to her about playing, you know, Solitaire. You know, it's really remarkable how much, you know, once you've done a Bond movie, you're always associated with it, no matter what. You know, look at an actress like Dame Judi Dench. I mean, what a remarkable career. People are fascinated, you know, for her playing M in a couple of Bond movies. So it's really. It's really remarkable, and I think there's so many great stories in this book that people haven't told before. You know, we got to really sort of do a deep dive just into, you know, some of the roads not taken, the screenplays never filmed, the stories never told, you know, and what people really think about their tenure with the franchise. It was super fun, and, you know, I consider myself pretty much a Bond expert, but, you know, I learned a lot writing the book.
Yeah, it is a fun read, and you'll learn so much about James Bond and about these films. Daniel Craig can't do this forever. How many more Bond films do you think he's got in him, and who would you lobby for as the next James Bond?
Oh, you're asking me all the tough questions now. Okay, so look, I think in April, obviously April is no time to die.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the swan song for Daniel Craig. I think he's made it abundantly clear that he's done, although he's done it before, but he said that. But I think he's done. So the question is, who's next? I think there are a couple of really interesting options. I know a lot of people have talked about Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I think the problem with Idris is he's a little old at this point. Only, you know, if he's going to do four or five or six movies, I think he'd actually be a great James Bond. You know, I also think that, you know, people mentioned Henry Cavill. But, you know, maybe, you know, when Daniel Craig was cast as James Bond, nobody ever thought of him as Bond.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
So he wasn't even, you know, being discussed. And it seemed like such an, you know, out-of-the-box thought. And for a lot of us, you know, I think really reluctant to embrace it. And look how great he's worked out. So
for sure.
I think,
for sure.
You know, maybe, you know, or maybe it's going in a different direction, like somebody like Tom Hiddleston, who, you know, is more in the Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan vein, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Show always the franchise always ducks left when you expect it to go right. You go from Connery, you know, to Lazenby, you know, and then you go to Moore, who's completely different, and then, you know, you go harder edge with Tim Dalton, and then back to sort of a lighter one with Pierce Brosnan, and then, you know, hard right again with Daniel Craig. So it'll be really interesting. You know, they've never miscast the Bond. You may like some more than others, but they've never really blown that. So it'll be interesting to see who's next. Because I think this is a franchise that, you know, pretty much can go on forever.
Great point. Great book, Mark. Thanks for your time this morning. Nobody does it better, the complete, uncensored, unauthorized oral history of James Bond. Real pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Paul. Pleasure.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. And there you have it. Everything you ever wanted to know about James Bond is in this huge book with just incredible interviews from anybody who's ever been close to the James Bond film series. Nobody Does It Better, the name of the book by Mark Altman, along with Edward Gross.